Okay, so briefly, I'll tell you about a shaila that I got. It relates to this week's parsha. I got it about 2 years ago. I didn't think I would get a shaila about doing magic. We have many prohibitions in this week's parsha of doing magic, ma'onein, mechashev, necromancy, and future telling, and all types of different types of magic. But I did. One of my friends, students, whatever you want to call him, a few years younger than me from yeshiva, he's in one of the Ivy League universities right now, and he was in a intro to writing course or creative writing course, and as part of this course, they said that for one day or 2 days, I don't know exactly what it was, they would go to Manhattan and they would do all types of things to get experiences so that it would give them fodder for writing, their creative writing assignment. And one of the things they wanted to do was go to a palm reader. So he called me and he asked me, is it mutter to go to a palm reader, assuming that I don't believe that this person is telling the truth, is actually telling the future, but is it mutter or is it one of these yisurim of monein mechashev, who knows what, is that us? Or I have to be honest, I never had thought about the shaila in my life, so I looked it up a bit and I had a discussion with a few other rabbanim about it. This is what we came up with. So the Torah tells us there's, as I said, a certain number of sort of quantifiable yisurim that have to do with magic, and in the end, there's a pasuk of tamim tiye im ashel elokecha, which seems to be a catch-all, that any magical thing that would lead you astray from God, you shouldn't be involved in it, even if it doesn't fit the technical categories before it. And that, in fact, is how the Ramban understands it, and the Shichas Ha'asin Mitzvaches, the Ramban says that any magical prohibition, any magical act that's not in that list is still biblically prohibited under this catch-all mitzvah called Tamim Tiyem El Hashem Elokecha. You should only be with God. You should only try to figure out the future through nevuah, and everything else is off limits. The Rambam, it's not totally clear why this is true, but the Rambam doesn't count Tamim Tiyem as a catch-all iser. But he has something very similar. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, says that any other magical thing not on this list may not be a formal prohibition, but it's what he calls migunam me'od. It's very disgusting from the spirit of the Torah, and therefore it's still against the Torah, exactly what it is, a prohibition against the spirit of the law. Not exactly clear, but it's biblically problematic, even if you can't put your finger on it. And therefore, at first glance, you would say that to go to a palm reader should be usur, either under tamim tia im Hashem Elokecha, this catch-all biblical law, or at least against the spirit of the law, as the Rambam codifies it. And then, after emailing around, that was in fact how Rav Schechter Paskin, one of the listservs of mine, had asked Rav Schechter 20 years ago when he was dating whether it was mutter on a date to go to a palm reader, and Rav Schechter said, no, it's asur midaraisa, or at least miguna mi'ov, because of the Rambam. The only catch here is that specifically palm reading and face reading is found in many Kabbalistic Svarim as a legitimate way of telling the future. And the Zohar records it and says that Moshe Rabbeinu used to engage in this. And in many of the Kabbalistic Svarim, there are suggestions of how one can read the future by reading someone's palm or reading their face or their aura and the like. Now, while I assume most of the palm readers one might go to are not engaging in Kabbalistic readings of one's future, I can't promise you, I don't know. I have never done it. Because there is a source in Torah Svarim that suggests that telling the future through palm reading is legitimate, both Reb Chaim David HaLevi and Asei Lecha Rav and Chelek Aleph Tshuva Nundvav and Reb Moshe Sternbach and Chelek Dalej Tshuva Kuf Tzadi Vav and Tshuva Zvan Agos argue that because there's a source to it, they can't tell you that it's actually forbidden to go to a palm reader because maybe there's legitimacy to it, but realistically they say it's a really bad idea. They wouldn't endorse it. They just can't tell you it's technically usher, because who knows, right? Because it does find its place in Torah sources, so it's probably not biblically prohibited, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to do it through Kabbalah. And therefore, they say we wouldn't endorse it, But we'll stop short of saying that it's formally Usser. So what it seemed to be from the poskim is either, like Reb Shechter was willing to say that, barring cases where one is actually tapping into Kabbalah, it is in fact biblically prohibited because of Tamim Tiyah, or under this catch-all of Meguna Me'od of the Rambam, where Rav Chaim David Halevi and Rav Moshe Sternbach both felt that while they couldn't technically prohibit it, it was clearly against the spirit of the law, because the spirit of the law of Tamim Tiyah Meshem Alokecha is that you should avoid any attempts to divine the future barring through Nevuah proper, because that takes you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.